USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
They were in the Midwest. On the fourth day until Election Day, President Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden took their message to Middle America. The president at a rally in Michigan mocking Fox News opinion host Laura Ingraham for wearing a mask.
I can't recognize you. Is that a mask? No way. Are you wearing a mask? I've never seen her in a mask. Look at you. Oh, she's being very politically correct.
It should be noted that Michigan once again set a new weekly record of confirmed COVID-19 cases for the third week in a row. Lack of social distancing and minimal mask wearing has been a trademark of President Trump's rallies. Meanwhile, Biden at a drive-in rally in Iowa slammed the president for how he's managed the pandemic. Officials there have recorded a second straight day of record coronavirus cases. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One issue that has not been discussed very often on the campaign trail is the cost of child care. John Clemens reports.
Kerry Kroenke of Care.com tells us their survey of over 2,000 parents revealed those who pay for child care indicated it was a big enough issue that it would determine which candidate would get their vote.
Well, we found that 89% of our respondents said that child care policy will influence how they vote. We really feel like COVID and the pandemic has really shown a light on how critical child care is to getting people back to work and making the economy run. And we're seeing that 40% of people said that it was very important to have a strong child care policy, which is up from closer to 30% prior to the pandemic.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed lower on Friday. You are listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With the GOP holding on to a slim majority in the Senate and Democrats believing they have a real opportunity to flip the upper chamber, there is a lot of money being spent by third parties on ads in states where it's believed that the latter party has a chance of winning the seat. USA Radio's Tim Berg is in the Phoenix Bureau.
With record turnout during early voting, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn is thanking his supporters who already voted, but urging them to make sure their family and friends do too. Cornyn leading his Democratic challenger in the Real Clear Politics average of polls by 7.5 percentage points. Cornyn telling Fox News the amount of out-of-state money coming into Senate races that are close is truly amazing.
It's an unbelievable amount of money in South Carolina, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Montana, Maine. And this is the phenomenon of small dollar donations through this internet portal called Act Blue, as you know. And this is a new model of fundraising, and it's really dwarfed Republicans' ability to fund their races. We're trying to be competitive, and I think we are on the message and on the quality of the candidates, but the money is pretty overwhelming.
There are 35 Senate seats up for grabs. Observers say control of the chamber will probably come down to 7 key races. We have news for you on demand anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.